Good morning. So Lent begins. We enter Lent this year sobered by world events. The horrors of inhumanity seen through terrorism and war have embittered our spirits. And the devastation of natural catastrophes has deeply saddened us. We have been forced to face our human failings and the vulnerability of humankind in general. But despite all this, the graciousness of God is offered to us. The unselfishness of which we are all capable is seen in the willingness of many to step forward and help others who suffer terror, loss, and confusion. Their unselfishness is really the face of God, encouraging all of us to put differences aside, to repent of our offenses, and to work for a caring and harmonious world. Jesus' resistance to temptation, which is offered to us this morning in the gospel, is an example for us to strengthen us in our own resistance to temptation in our lives. He would have us move beyond superficial pursuit of pleasures in this world to discover what truly satisfies our deepest hungers. He shows us how to trust in God's tender providence rather than merely testing God's almighty power. He challenges us to worship God rather than power or possessions or fame. What is our response? In the Gospel on Ash Wednesday, Jesus taught us the disciplines of Lent that will lead us to repentance and ultimately to Him, we who have strayed. The disciplines of Lent begin with fasting. Fasting, which is not a means or is not a goal in itself, but rather a means to an end. If we set fasting as a goal, then come Easter, we simply say, I did it. Look at me. Aren't I wonderful? That's not what fasting is about. Fasting tells me I have hungers and I have needs. And fasting tells me so do my brothers and sisters. In fact, all people. And so I learn compassion for myself and for others. Fasting tells me I do not always respond in a healthy way to those hungers. If I'm hungry and there's a bag of potato chips nearby, that's dinner. Not very healthy, not very good. And if someone else is hungry and I tell them, oh, go get a job, I really haven't loved them at all, nor have I helped. Fasting requires discipline. And it tells me that I need discipline in my life if I am to make good choices. Fasting tells me that I can determine what goes in, whether that be my body, my mind, or my soul. And what goes in determines who I become. Through fasting, I can be aware then of my deepest hungers, longings that only God can fill and does. Fasting fills me with gratitude for all of God's many gifts that sustain me. Fasting can be a very powerful spiritual tool. Now, I can fast from food or candy. Yeah. But I can also fast from other things, like social media, the news channel, browsing and surfing the internet, mindless activity. I can fast from shopping too much, especially on Amazon, right? I can fast from being on the phone too much, especially if others are in the room. I can try to fast from judgments and from arguments, trying to win. Once we see and experience more clearly the hungers, the needs of our world, then we hear the call to respond, to act. But what do? Before we act, and before we even decide on what course of action to take, it is important to take that new awareness to God in prayer. Praying then, not for what I want, praying not according to what I think or I judge, not telling God what to do or even what I plan to do. But prayer is raising our minds and our hearts to God. Ideally, the two become one. That is to say, when I have prayed well, I want what God wants. And I ask, how can I serve God's will? Which leads us to the action. Jesus calls it almsgiving. And we oftentimes think of that as giving money to the poor. But almsgiving really is any act of kindness or charity towards another, supporting, loving, and caring for my brothers and sisters in their need. You see, Christianity is not a creed or a spirituality, but it's a lifestyle, a life of generosity, in gratitude for God's generosity to me, in giving me life and sustaining that life. We follow Jesus then in giving, in serving, in healing, and in caring. A life poured out, sustaining my brothers and sisters. Fasting and prayer will lead me there.